You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I am Erk, and welcome to this episode of Erk FM Australia, episode 208. Coming to you down the pipes and into your ears each and every week on Erk FM and also on Trax Radio. We have a great episode of music coming up for you. We have some artists that we've heard before here on Erk FM. We've got some new artists as well. And we've got a little bit of a treat for you also. Now, of course, anyone is welcome to submit music to Erk FM. And last year, of course, we had the album from Mr. Franz Arp and also his interview. We had him interviewed here on Erk FM as well. Episode 190 of Erk FM from memory, Mr. Franz Arp. Formerly of Brisbane, currently of Sydney. Great guy, and instead of waiting to release all of his shows at once, what he's trying to do in 2012 is to release a song a month for the whole year. When he's finished one song, he'll release it. And so, very graciously, Franz has remembered his buddy Erk, and he has sent me the first track. And the track you're about to hear now is called Technology is Keeping Us Apart. And actually, if it wasn't for technology, Mr. Franz Arp and I wouldn't even know each other. So, Erk FM episode 208 is go. Thank you, Modus, and thank you, Franz.
To flow like this is Franz Arp, and you can find me at www.franzarp.com. And you're listening to IRC FM.
Why did you treat me so bad? Did I make you feel bad about yourself, knowing I was so sad? Why couldn't I see?
But we'd never notice, we'd never even
We're scattered like rain clouds, where TVs with no sound. And now I've been led here to ask, why are the last of our heroes dead? And why are the bastards still walking instead? And if common decency is flown out the door, well, what are we standing in the hallway for? We're scattered like rain clouds, where TVs with no sound. And now I've been led here to ask, why? 'Cause I don't know why.
Why?
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 I don't know why. Why?
Hi, this is Emma Dean from www.emmadean.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
You don't understand. Suspended in almost and maybe in I'm. Fill me with self-doubt before I've begun. And talk to me, tell me the truth. You reject me 'cause I'm better than you. Well, look in the mirror and see the decay. I'll eat you for breakfast on one of these days. No.
No!
Tell me what's wrong with the way that I think. Am I like a plug that don't fit in your sink? I filter your bullshit, it falls down the drain. But waiting for answers is like catching rain. You ever want me, I'll be waiting here to tell you.
No.
Welcome back to episode 208 of Irk FM. And you wouldn't believe that the song we just heard there was by the same artist who opened up last week's Irk FM Australia, Adelaide's Rachel Cerns. And the song was called Mistress. A very different style compared to last week's song, but still very good anyway. Rachel's currently working on some new material, and so that will be great to hear that as well. Very, very talented young lady with an awesome voice there. Before that, speaking of awesome talent and a wonderful voice, and someone I've seen lately, sort of keeping up the piano theme for the start of the episode, we heard probably my favourite song when it comes to Emma Dean on piano with No. Prior to that, we heard Molly Contagiorge, who I also saw live recently, with her song called Why. And before that, we heard from Me Type with their song called Why as well. So a bit of a repeated theme with the song Why by Molly Contagiorge and Me Type. and a bit of a piano / keyboards triple play there with Molly, with Emma, and also with Rachel Sansay. Absolutely awesome. So let me tell you about E-Type. E-Type are Australian, of course. They're a classy five-piece from South Australia. They have independently sold over 28,000 albums. They have picked up 2 Australian Live Music Awards, which is awesome. And they have also performed for international greats such as Harry Connick Jr., Rod Stewart, and George Benson. What sort of jazz do you get when you mix original, soulfully smooth composition and some big bluesy numbers with arrangements of contemporary popular songs? You get that E-Type kind of jazz. And that's who we heard from first there. Next we had Sydney Cider pianist, keyboard player Molly Condor-George, hoping very shortly to be able to bring you an interview with Molly. So that will be happening very soon. You'll be able to hear that on IRC FM Extra. Very, very talented. Saw her at a new venue for me, actually. The Gaelic Club at Surrey Hills, just across from Central Train Station in Sydney. They've got a function room upstairs where they're looking to have fortnightly gigs for keyboard players, acoustic artists, solo and duos. So not a bad venue actually to check out. Seen Molly live a couple of times now, and of course I attended her EP launch last year with Glasshouse Living. After Molly we heard from Emma Dean, who I recently saw live, and she's got some new shows coming up, so that will be good. She's might be going on another tour. You just have to watch this space, as they say. But she's very, very talented, either on the piano or on the keyboards, Miss Emma Dean. And she's also doing some acting as well, which is awesome. And then, of course, to finish that set, we heard from Rachel Sands, as I said. Now, when I saw the title of this next track, I thought, well, I've got to play it straight after Rachel, because both being from Adelaide. Well, the song's called Adelaide, but the artist isn't. The artist is indeed Tracy Bunn, and she's from Darwin in the Northern Territory. She puts herself in the country, folk, rock, and Americana categories. And, of course, the Tamworth Country Music Festival is coming up. And so she describes herself as being part swing Santuse, larrikin cowgirl, and passionate witness. Tracy Bunn is hard to pigeonhole. Her debut album, By the Wayside, was produced by Anne McHugh, who we've also had on the show, and was recorded in Nashville with some of its finest musicians, including Aussie legends Bones Hillman and Mark Moffat. Is a luscious blend of country, folk, and pop rock, sometimes reminiscent of K.D. Lang and Patsy Cline. Tracy has spent over 20 years honing her craft, touring relentlessly in venues and festivals across Australia. So let's hear from her now. From Darwin, this is Tracy Bunn and her song called Adelaide.
Waiting on a friend. The
fate takes me back to that weekend. Of the lazy afternoon sipping on lattes, I remember when we talked for hours. Now here I am again. To
head and toe and a little shy. Falling in love with your eyes. I'm a beast. I'm an animal. Why does the sun so unfallible? Yet he's so special. Take a lot. Shout our love out from the canyon grand. We will dance this lifetime hand in hand.
Christian Jackson, and you're listening to ERK FM. Listen to me on christianjackson.com. If you want to listen to me on christianjackson.com, yeah, christianjackson.com. Am I drunk?
We'll be right back.
We seem to have a little bit of an Adelaide theme going on here in this episode of IRC FM. And that's not because I purposely looked up Adelaide artists for the entire set list or the entire playlist, because I was actually surprised that last song by the band directly from Adelaide, that was William Street Strikers, and the song that you heard there was Nay Not Nick. Their debut album is called Keep Left. The William Street Strikers were formed in 2008. They have released two well-received EPs that have had generous airplay across Australia and New Zealand. The film clip for the song Nay Not Nick that we just heard off their second EP of the same name has featured on Rage numerous times. Now, for anyone who's not from Australia, you might not realise the significance of Rage. Rage is an overnight clip show on the ABC TV network, and if you can get your video onto Rage, you're doing very, very well. The latter bit of Rage, I don't know, I haven't watched Rage for quite some time, actually. It used to feature the, I think it was the top, at least the top 40, if not the top 50 or 100 songs at the end of the show. It used to basically run overnight. But in the early hours of the morning, you'd have special features, guest programmers and all that sort of stuff. So to get a video onto Rage and to be basically put out there to who knows how many thousands of people are watching on a Friday or a Saturday night after they wind down, or you know, just watch Rage all night, it's a rather significant achievement. They have also made the top 40 highlights in 2008 on Brisbane radio station 4ZZZ. They are now releasing their debut album Keep Left and the first single Mad Boy. And so that was the William Street Strikers. Before that, we heard from the Mason Rack Band with their song called Beast. That was a rather rocking song. The Mason Rack Band are from the Gold Coast in Queensland. They're going to be touring Europe in 2012. Also Western Australia as well. Their third tour of Western Australia in mid-March. They're known for a swampy blues rock sound. Their new album is called Limits of Gap. They are not afraid to break all the musical genre roles. They've also completed their fifth Canadian tour in August 2011. So, yes, that was indeed Mason Rack. And they're a three-piece from the Gold Coast. Before that, we heard a song called Murky Waters. And Murky Waters is by Mince, and yes, I did have the right page up. Mince is also known as Tasmanian hip hop producer DJ. Now I'm very glad they've given me a pronunciation guide here. Akuho, which is meaning to hear. He began his musical journey as a young rhythm guitarist in Launceston in Tasmania during the late 1990s, only to shift his taste to hip-hop and purchase his first turntable in 2003. During the mid-2000s, he immersed himself in the underground hip-hop culture and experimenting with beat-making, DJing and MCing, releasing hand-to-street releases alongside his first group, Altruism, and then under his moniker Mince, eventually focusing solely on DJs and beat production. So there's the link there. We're going to have more music coming up very, very shortly on this episode of Irk FM. This episode of Irk FM is brought to you by Shifty Jelly. This episode of Irk FM is brought to you by Shifty Jelly's Pocket Cast, which provides you great control over your podcast listening. Pocket Cast provides you great control over your podcast listening. Pocket Cast provides great control over your podcast listening. So if you want to move the podcast back to the previous song or forward to the next one, all you have to do is to touch your screen on your smartphone and you can automatically go backwards and forwards as much as you want with greater control over your podcast listening, available via the App Store for Android and the iPhone family. There's links in the show notes to Pocket Cast.
Settle down now, class. Today we are talking about symbology in ancient Greece. The Ouroboros is a symbol of a snake eating its own tail that signifies infinity. But it has been cruelly misused as the name for one of those horrific music podcasts playing rock and roll. Music such as this. And this. And this. I urge you not to listen to this travesty that treads all over the noble history of the ancients, and most certainly don't go to OUROBOUROS.co.uk to subscribe.
Oh, you can't stop it now.
Raw footage coming out of the cinema and into your ears.
This film is utter, utter bollocks. It has almost no redeeming features whatsoever.
Colin is just full of surprises.
Yes, folks, this is a gay film. And it's still utterly wonderful.
Boy, are you in for a special treat.
One of the most shocking endings I've ever seen. Not in a sense of, you know, sort of out of your seat jumping, oh my god, I don't believe they do that. But in a sense of, oh my god, I did not see that coming, but that's awesome.
Well, baby, you have more for me? I admire your stamina.
Now, I might be slightly facetious when I say the star of the film is the baby, but it's brilliant. I mean, that is the cutest baby I have ever seen in a film.
Raw Footage, the Stream of Consciousness film review show. Find it in standard MP3 or enhanced M4A formats on iTunes or at the homepage raw-footage.co.uk.
Was but a girl, lady of not forgotten, standing on my own two feet, don't know where I'm supposed to breathe. I'm gonna fly away, gonna fly away.
But a girl, age of a girl. Yeah, 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 now I'm This is Michael from Emotus.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to IRC FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Trippy hippie, you got me lost in the summer of love.
As you may have been able to figure out, that song was called Trippy Hippie by Ear Candy. Before, we heard Another Day Down with their song Blank. Prior to that, we heard From the Sign with their song Addiction. And then to start that set, we heard from Miss Divine with her song, which is called Fly Away. Miss Divine, of course, we had her on last week's episode of Urk FM Australia, episode 206. Right at the end, I brought her a little bit up the batting order this week as she continues her song challenge to do a song a day every day from the 11th of November 2011 until the 12th of December 2012. And she's going rather well at that particular venture from the north coast of New South Wales. Brilliant part of the world. And it would be really awesome up there at the moment. I saw some photos earlier on Facebook from the Gold Coast today, and oh, it's looking rather special up there. So we heard from Miss Divine. After Miss Divine, we heard from The Sign and their song, which was called Addiction. The original music style of The Sign is drawn from rock, blues, pop and folk styles from Led Zeppelin, Eric Clapton, The Beatles, Roger Glover to The Pretenders, Chrissy Amphlett and The Divinals, etc., etc. The Sign features Joey, who is a true Tasmanian artist, singer, songwriter, actor, and Pal, who is an American guitarist, vocalist, engineer and producer. For 10 years, they've been consistently playing in Australia and recently toured Japan 5 times between 2009 and 2011, and toured the United States from March to July 2011. They used 12 and 6-string acoustic guitars to present a fresh original sound. And so they've won awards from the Australian Songwriters Association, Billboard Songwriting Contest and National Songwriters Contest, as well as a place on Australia's X Factor TV show. So that was The Sign. After The Sign, we featured Another Day Down, and they are a 5-piece from Brisbane. Since the release of their debut EP and epilogue to Start the Story in 2005, they've built a strong live presence throughout the Australian music scene and an ever-growing fan base. And they were formed in 2002. They really plug their hearts into the music and they want to touch people's lives both through the live show and recorded music. So I'm not actually sure if those guys are still together or not. After that, we heard from Ear Candy. Ear Candy. It was certainly an Ear Candy song, if it's an earworm. Can you imagine that? The 2012 Urk FM Earworm Special by a group called, with featuring a group called Ear Candy. Imagine that. I think that'd be pretty funny. Ear Candy are a duo. I think they're from Brisbane from memory. They consist of Ronnie and Daryl. Ronnie is an accomplished singer-songwriter. Growing up with a lifelong passion for music, she has won several songwriting awards and local radio airplay. And Daryl is a professional writer, producer and audio engineer, dedicating his life to music for over 20 years and works from his home-based studio. Know how the guy feels. We have one song to come on Urk FM episode 208 for Urk FM Australia. And we are about to hear from Shadow Thieves. They're from the Gold Coast as well. So we've been around Australia in a few regards. Shadow Thieves, they perform a fusion of rock, indie, progressive rock, roots, funk and atmospheric music on the first wave of the socialistic digital age. So let's hear from them now. Let's hear from them now. We are going to hear from Shadow Thieves. And the song that we're going to hear from Shadow Thieves is called Mystery. If you want to know anything about any of the artists that we've featured on the episode or any of the special offers, there's a special offer that I'll tell you about right after this song if you're a musician or somehow working in the music industry. But in the meantime, this is Shadow Thieves with Mystery, and I'll be back to wrap things up right after this. Great end to the episode there with Shadow Thieves from the Gold Coast of Australia, up in Queensland. Our music today has come directly from the artists and also Airplay Direct. If you are an artist, or if you're otherwise in the music industry, check the show notes for a special offer from Audio Row Kit. If you advertise on their site and pay for a month's worth of advertising, you might be looking for a new drummer or someone else to complete your band. You might be looking for someone else to produce your album. Or you might be looking for a manager so they'll help you turn up to a gig on time. Who knows? But if you advertise with Audio Row Kit and you click on the link and use the code in the show notes, for every month of advertising that you purchase, you get the next month absolutely free, courtesy of Audio Row Kit and Erk FM. So on this episode, we've had some great music, a wide range of styles, I think you'd agree, from up and down the east coast, primarily of Australia, and of course across to Adelaide and even Tasmania. Don't hear a lot of music from Tassie, but might have to rectify that. It's just a matter of what I can find. But of course, Airplay Direct is awesome for that sort of thing. On this episode, we heard from Franz Arp, E-Type, Molly Contogeorge, and that's spelt C-O-N-T-O-G-E-O-R-G-E. It sounds a lot better when she does it. Emma Dean, Rachel Cerns, Tracy Bunn, Mince, the Mason Rack Band, William Street Strikers, Mr. Vine, The Sign, Another Day Down, Ear Candy, and Shadow Thieves. All music played on IRC FM is played with the direct permission of the artist or under agreements with various music content providers. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder, and this episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Don't forget to keep your ears tuned on to IRC FM and also Trax Radio. We have IRC FM Metal Monday on IRC FM each and every Monday. The occasional interview on IRC FM Extra, working on a couple of interviews as we speak. On Tuesdays, on Wednesday, IRC FM International, which is the companion podcast to this podcast, IRC FM Australia, down the pipes and into your ears in Australia each week. It's IRC FM Australia. Check out IRCFM.com and also check out our friends at Trax Radio and also the Association of Music Podcasting. Until next time, I'm Irk. Hopefully you're listening to this on your Pocket Casts. Go check out those guys as well. It's a wonderful app, and that's how I listen to all my podcasts. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thank you, Modus, and good night, Interweb.